baby, it's a real love.
Phil Vassar on Hoosier Country 105. He's coming to town, people. He'll be in town tomorrow night, in fact. Buskirk Chumley Theater. You can get your tickets right now at their box office. Log on to WHCC105.com to find out how you can get your tickets. You don't want to miss this guy. And in fact, I've got him on the phone with me right now. Hey, Phil.
What's up this morning?
Hey.
You're all rocked up. I'm liking it.
I'm listening to your music, dude. I mean, what more can I say? I love your stuff. In fact, when I knew you were calling and I had to go into our archive there and pick a Phil Vassar song, it's like, holy moly, it's like picking between chocolate and peanut butter. I don't know which one to take. Good stuff.
Good
stuff. So you're coming to town. We're looking forward to that.
I know. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm in. Just pulled into Chicago this morning, And I'm excited to get back to Indiana, man. We haven't played there in a little while, so we're pumped up.
It has been a while. Now, of course, we know your hits that you've performed yourself, but my goodness, you actually came to Nashville, was a songwriter writing hits for some of the big ones, Tim McGraw, Colin Ray, Jody Messina, and was actually, like, songwriter of the year. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, a couple times I had absolutely no idea that was going to happen. I came to town to be a singer. You know, I really did. I didn't even write songs that were any good at the time. But what I did is just kept writing them. I really wanted to be a songwriter and work on my craft of songwriting. So I did, and ended up, nobody liked my songs except my friends, except the artists. So I ended up getting a lot of cuts by, the guys I knew, like, you know, Alan Jackson and Kenny and Tim and all those guys and Jody Messina and people like that, and then they became hits, and then everybody thought, okay, well, maybe he's not as bad as we thought he was. It worked out, you know, and then I got to do Carlene and all my songs and my records, and you know, we've just been rocking ever since.
What was that like to finally realize that dream, coming to Nashville wanting to be a singer, ended up being a songwriter, and then you finally get that chance? Was that an easy transition for you? I mean, you were just ready and waiting for it?
Well, I was, you know, I was playing clubs every night, and actually had my own club at that point in Nashville, and I was playing there on weekends and three nights a week, and I was having these hits, and then all of a sudden the label started coming out, and they said, look, you know, why don't you just do your own record? So that's what I've been trying to do for the last 10 years, why don't you? So anyway, so I sung with Ariston, and that was it, and then, so it's been fun. I've had a good time ever since, and, you know, working on, I guess, my seventh album now. My gosh, it's crazy.
Well, talk a little bit about this latest album, Traveling Circus.
Well, Traveling Circus came out last year, right, the same week my label closed, so that was really fun. So, nothing really happened with the record. That's the first time I've ever actually had an album shelved, as we call it, you know, because the label closed. And so anyway, so finally I just... I'm working on a new one, and I've got a new single hopefully coming out. It looks like April.
Oh, good.
So it's exciting, man, because I've been really working hard on this stuff and writing like crazy. So you know how you just kind of woodshed and think of some of the best stuff I've ever done. So I can't, it's just been a little break. So now it's kind of exciting to come out with this stuff.
So what is in the works? You're writing. Are you still, are other artists, are you still pitching to other artists? Are you keeping stuff for yourself? Is this all going to go on a new album then, everything you've been writing?
Well, you know, I'm definitely gonna get some cuts by some of my buddies now, because I've got this whole, you know, stockpile of songs that I think I'll never ever be able to record, and you know, I can hear some of my buds doing some of these things, so I'm really starting to work on, you know, getting those things out to some of the guys again, because for so long they call up, say, hey, what you got? I'm like, man, I don't know, I'm working on my own album right now. It's just so hard to give up these songs, but now I can peacefully say, look, here we go. Here's something for you. Please cut it.
Yeah. Well, you're coming to town tomorrow night. You're going to play the Buskirk Chumley Theater, which, by the way, Phil, you're going to love the venue. It's very intimate. It's a great place to play. It's going to be really cool. And Phil Vassar is going to be great there because people are going to be able to kind of be up close and personal with you. What can people expect when they come to your show tomorrow night? You going to be playing your hits and some new stuff? Or
I'm doing it all. I'll do whatever anybody wants, even songs I don't know. So that's kind of fun. We've had, you know, got a whole new bunch with us this year, and we just started the tour last week, and it's just been so fun. And, you know, we're just having a good time and getting ready, getting geared up for the spring and summer. So it's going to be a crazy busy year, but I'm just really excited about it, you know? That's exciting.
Now, how long have you been off the road? You said you just now started this tour. Have you been off the road for a while? I mean, did you take a little break?
We were in Nashville. We played Nashville on New Year's in front of. We cut a live album in front of 45,000 people.
That had to be cool.
It was amazing. A live DVD and going back to some of those, you know, cool live albums and it really it's come out amazing. So we've been in the middle of mixing that. So that album's coming out this year. It's got a bunch of new songs on it and you know, of course it's all the greatest hits live. So it's really cool. And so we've been working on that and. And you know, before that, it was Thanksgiving, I think, before we played. So
okay.
It's kind of geared up. We had a couple of months off.
Nice. Always nice to take that little downtime, but always exciting to get back after it. On the phone with me, Phil Vassar. He's coming to town tomorrow night, Buskirk Chumley Theater. You can get your tickets now at the Buskirk Chumley box office. And, of course, stay listening. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of those tickets coming up. Phil, thank you so much for calling in. We're so excited to see you tomorrow night. And perfect timing. I mean, man, you can deliver a love song, and it's the week of Valentine's Day.
I know. Hey, why not? Let's just keep it going. Valentine's Day all year long, you know. That's what
turn it into a love fest.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm all about that now. Now you're talking.
Let's do an interview about that, right, Phil?
Woo-hoo. Use one of those right now. That sounds like fun.
You could use a love fest.
Use a love fest, baby. I like it.
Oh, that's Phil Vassar. Gotta love that. All right. I think you should write a song called Love Fest.
I'm in.
All right, Phil. Man, I love it. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night in Bloomington, Indiana.
All right, honey. Well, it's good talking to you. Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, I can't wait to see you either, Phil. It's going to be a good night. Tomorrow night, the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Phil Vassar, thanks for calling in, man.
My pleasure. Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, stay close. I'm going to give you a chance to win those Phil Vassar tickets coming up on Hoosier Country 105.